This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to be honest, Anthony. I still don't know what the hell you're talking about in that thing. Monday, Wednesday, hump day, this day, that day. It's Wednesday. I know that much. It's competition Wednesday. That's about all I know.
I don't mind coming to work on Mondays, Craig.
I mean, during football season, Mondays are pretty fun.
I don't mind coming on Tuesdays.
Tuesdays can be all right.
But I feel like a lot of people tread going to work on Monday. And the day of the week I tread going to work is Wednesday.
Tread or dread?
Dread.
Okay. I don't know how you tread going to work.
It must have been the chips in my mouth. Dread.
Yeah. Dread. Okay. Yeah. yeah, I mean, Wednesday's kind of like, oh, man, we still got two more days. Especially like entering work because you still haven't quite made it to the halfway point.
Exactly.
5:30 today, you're at the halfway point. Are you looking forward to 5:30 today?
No, I'm not actually. No. Oh,
why is that, Anthony? What's at 5:30 today?
Because I'll probably be spending this thing that's behind me again.
I think that's correct considering how well I did against the spread. But maybe one of the games that I incorrectly picked wound up in the competition Wednesday. Maybe I didn't do a good job with that.
Did you have a push for any of your picks?
You're gonna spin the wheel. I'm pretty sure that's how it's going today. Hate to ruin the surprise, but I haven't officially looked, but I'm pretty sure you're spinning the wheel.
All right, we'll see.
We'll see. Here's what most people are tuning in for. Not for Anthony to spin the wheel of mediocre punishment yet again. No, you want an update on Jaden Daniels. And Dan Quinn gave one a little bit earlier today. And that is where we are going to start the show. The quarterback of the future may not be the quarterback of this week based off the fact that he did not practice today. But it is definitely not a done deal yet. But he did ultimately miss practice today, which is not a great sign. I do have a kind of an off-the-wall thought that I want to run by everybody here in a moment, and I definitely want to run it by J.P. Finley, who's going to join us at 5 o'clock. But Dan Quinn said, Anthony, by the way, does this Dan Quinn full have his opening statement on it, or did they cut that off?
They cut that off.
Okay, that's annoying because that's when he gave the update on Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
Per the transcript, Dan Quinn said that Jaden did not practice today. They're being conservative with it. And then he ultimately said there could be, you know, there are players that miss Wednesday and then ramp things up on Thursday and go full on Friday and play on Sunday. So we don't know what's going to happen yet. How is Jaden continuing to prepare himself, though, just in case? Here's DQ later on in the presser.
Yeah, not a lot changes in the preparation piece for him from, you know, the early mornings to the VR work to meetings to treatment and all that. And so the walkthrough portions for everybody, mostly everybody gets involved in some level. So he won't be into the practice portion today. But we love our process that we go through to get ready. And that's why we kind of have the themes of the day and what we do on specific days. So the early parts of the game plan are in, and tomorrow it's a big red zone day. So we just try to stay into that process. Good news for him. There's a lot of banked reps on a lot of plays. And so for us, there's not, 50 new plays that go in every game. So there's a lot of banked reps on the things that, he's done exceptionally well. Some plays you guys have seen being at practice that other people haven't. And so those are still banked reps that they may be new to the opponent, but they're not new to us.
Here's the other thing that I'm really glad Dan Quinn mentioned. The Commanders practice, and Jaden Daniels specifically practices, like very few players in the NFL and very few teams in the NFL. I've never heard of a team going through multiple walkthroughs in a day in the way that Washington does, and I've yet to find a player that I've talked to about this that has experienced the same exact thing. Maybe some similar stuff. There's definitely some coaches that rely more on walkthroughs than others. But the idea that for this offense specifically, the way that Jaden does, or the way that Cliff does it, let's go talk about things for 15, 20 minutes. Let's go out and let's walk it through. Then let's go back and have another meeting and then walk through that. And, you know, sometimes it's 2-3 times a day they go through the walkthrough periods of their install because they know that not everyone can sit in a classroom and learn stuff. That's just not how learning styles work. That is something that I don't know how many jobs have walkthroughs in corporate America, but like the idea of finding a way to reach people differently other than sitting through another boring meeting presentation, some people that's really beneficial. Sit in your meeting, take your notes. Okay, got it. I remember it. I can go out to the practice field and do it perfectly. Some people are going to get a little bit of an idea in their head and then they go out to the practice field. And as a player told me, they don't expect it to be perfect when they go out to the practice field to walk through. That is the place to experiment. That is the place to go, oh, hey, nope, you're supposed to do this here instead of that. Or, hey, make sure you watch for this. And it comes alive in a way that it doesn't in the classroom. And if Jaden can still participate in that, okay, well, now we're on track. And the thing is about an injury designation, that is official. That is something the NFL monitors. And it is not about walkthroughs. Jaden can go through the walkthroughs, not through practice, and still be listed as a DNP. Also, and this is something that I had thought of earlier today, even before I heard Dan Quinn mention it there, but I'm glad that he did, although it takes away from some of the originality of my thought. Jaden's virtual reality work could save him this week. Because physically, the best thing for him to do is rest. The physically best thing for him to do is just allow that rib, whatever it is, whether it's one of the muscles, whether it's the cartilage, whatever it is, to heal. Rest is the best for that. Maybe there's some light physical therapy. I'm sure that there's some more intense physical therapy, some manual treatment, some stim, some whatever they're doing, hot, cold, this, that, the other thing, that is going to help aid that along the way. But ultimately, it needs to rest as opposed to, hey, let's get it improved with the physical therapy and the rest by 10%. And then we knock 5% back in the wrong direction because we aggravate it by using it. So how do you get mental reps? How do you stay fresh? How do you make sure you know the game plan? How do you prepare for and see the opposing defense if you can't get out there with the scout team and do the stuff? Put on your goggles and play quarterback. And Jaden Daniels can learn that way. And so I'm not saying that they should intentionally hold him out just because and then play him on Sunday off just VR reps for the sake of pulling a whoopsie-daisy on the Chicago Bears. That's not what I'm saying. You know, don't do anything crazy. If he can practice, he can practice. And obviously, if he learns by doing, real reps are better than VR reps. Let's get him out there. But, to Dan's point, they have installed a bunch of stuff. He's been the one all year. They have stuff that they're ready to go. That stuff is loaded in their VR technology. That stuff can be walked through. Jaden can get ready for this game without actually participating in practice because of how he learned. But it does mean that he's not one of these guys that's not going to be able to go into the game because he hasn't practiced anything all week. It just might mean he's a little bit rusty. You know, obviously, when you're doing the VR stuff, you're not actually throwing the ball to a live receiver. So, like, there's timing and you know, practicing of your physical touch, but you're not losing that in a week. He'll go out there. He'll feel mentally prepared. He'll probably play well. And if he doesn't, it's probably going to have more to do with the Bears' defense being really good than it would be the injury. So I think it's really interesting to watch this week. My guess, if he is limited tomorrow and limited or full on Friday, that there's a really good chance that he plays. They're probably going to gamesmanship this and take this up to the you know, 2:30 on whatever, or maybe we get word Sunday morning. Maybe it's one of those midnight Schefter tweets where Adam clearly has been given a bunch of information throughout the week that said, you're not allowed to tweet this out till Sunday. And so he stays up till midnight watching college football or whatever the heck he's doing. And then, or he just schedule sends a bunch of them for midnight and then talks about them all morning on Countdown. Maybe we get one of those. Maybe we find out on Saturday because they activate Hartman off the practice squad, or like there's kind of a telltale sign. You know, Daniels downgraded to out, Hartman activated. Okay, well, now we know. We'll see. But I think there's a really good chance this thing goes until Sunday. They give it a go in pregame warmups. If he can throw, if he can run, if he can move, he plays. If any of those things are fail or not even optimal, then they probably sit him. But here we are on a Wednesday, didn't practice. I think to me that shifts things from 50-50 to like, let's call it 40-60 that he doesn't play, or 40-60 that he plays, aka only 40% chance he does. But that's a number I'm purely pulling out of my behind. And that's analysis, baby. Sports Talk Radio. Hurrah. JP Finley, he's got more information than me, so we're going to ask him for it coming up at 5 o'clock. But next, we didn't really get to vibe check yesterday because we had the breaking Jamin Davis news. So real quick at 301-230-0980, how are you feeling after Jaden's not practicing today? Then coming up at 4:30 today, Wizards Week continues here on the Hoffman Show, one-on-one with number 2 overall pick Alex Sarr. We're locked and loaded on a Wednesday on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.